Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 253. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis, and I'll just hop into it. You know the drill. You know how grateful I am to have you listen, to have you share, to have you check out newmindsetwhodis.com. That's it. I'm a pretty simple guy. It's a pretty simple deal. And I do this podcast for you. I do it for me. And I really appreciate everyone who listens. So thank you for listening and thank you for sharing. But I'll hop into this topic today because I've had a lot of requests to do it. And it's this idea of green flags. Green flags as they relate to dating and relationships and everything in between. And I'm sure you've heard of red flags. I've done episodes on red flags before. Hopefully you have a good idea of what is a red flag to you when you're dating someone. You know, it's something that says, hey, intuitively, this person isn't right for me, or that's a warning sign that they're not ready, or they're not the right person, or whatever. You know, those are red flags. And if you've picked up your copy of Single is Your Superpower, hopefully you've completed the entire chapter that I dedicated to this idea of being self-aware and identifying the red flags in your life, maybe red flags that you've chosen to ignore in your past, but then they came back around because you ignored them. So hopefully you're good there and, regarding red flags. And if not, it's okay, because I actually think this idea of green flags can help you in that category as well, because frankly, logically, the lack of green flags could be a red flag. So round and round we go on this. It's all connected when it comes to dating and dating intentionally. So this episode, though, super short, super simple, this idea of green flags. And a green flag is simply an internal, self-aware, two thumbs up that your intention says that, hey, you know, this person is worth exploring. This person is right for me. You know, let's keep going. And that's what a green flag is. It's the opposite of a red flag. A red flag says, hey, hold up, something isn't right here. Whereas a green flag says, hey, this feels right. You know, and not just this feels right, but I've looked, I've considered, I've felt, and I still think that this is right. So let's keep moving forward. And apparently, actually, literally, as a human, I'm a bit colorblind. That's like literally with my eyes. That's why I tend to wear a lot of black and white and gray. But I have in my 20s and 30s, I've lived and dated a lot, and I think I have some helpful perspective here that can empower you to know what a green flag is for you in your dating life. And I say that because it's not easy. Like, this isn't an easy topic. It's difficult to know what a green flag actually is, because it's easy to convince yourself that someone is waving a green flag, but in reality, it's fake, or it's temporary, or they're just giving you attention. And, you know, you think it's a green flag, though, but it's like a fake green flag. And that sucks to think someone is great and right when, you know, it's not real or it's not lasting. So I sat down this morning to outline this episode, and I thought to myself, what is an actual green flag? What is something for all of us that is a universal green flag, that if we feel it and we see it and we, you know, experience it, we should then consider moving forward and exploring potential with that person? What is it? What is a green flag for us? And I came up with something that I think is just that. It's a green flag that is like universal for all of us. Obviously, I don't know you. You don't really know me other than the pod and, you know, banging gym selfies, but we don't really know each other. And obviously, you know, everyone's going to have their own like unique personal custom green flags, like smaller ones, right? Like the way that someone communicates with you, or, you know, your love language compatibility, or like their sense of humor, or, you know, maybe political beliefs, or maybe like the order in which they make their cereal. Is it cereal first, then milk? Is it milk first, then cereal? You know, stuff like that. Those are like your own little more personal green flags. And I'll leave those to you, right? I'm not going to talk about that. But outside of those, what is like the biggest green flag of all that we should all, each one of us, should be looking for in someone else in the early stages of dating someone else, or when considering potential with someone else? Well, I gave this some thought, and here's what I think it is. And it's one big one. And I'm going to break it down so we're all on the same page. So here it is. I think the biggest green flag of all is that the person you're dating or considering dating, it's that they are interested in dating you. Yeah, but not just you, present you, real you, the today version of you, not future you, not potential you, not 5 years from now you, not white picket fence and house you, not VP of sales you, not celebrity you, not, you know, big daddy you. It's the person you are today. And the biggest green flag of all is when they're interested in that person. And not just you today, but you and them today. Not potential together, not you and her potential, not you and him potential, just, you know, not like fantasy couple potential, just you today, you and them today. And I think this is really, really important. And I've talked about this idea of potential on the podcast before, and when what it kind of does to us when we only focus on potential. And you can go back and listen to that episode. That episode I titled Confessions of a Fuckboy, if you want more on that topic. But it's basically that, you know, falling in love with potential alone, it's like the biggest set of beer goggles we can put on in our lives. And it leads us to get in relationships that are wrong for us, to stay in relationships that are toxic, and so on and so on. But when it comes to a green flag in someone else, this is equally true. That person needs to not have beer goggles on, needs to not have potential beer goggles on. They need to see you as you are today, not fantasy you as you might be tomorrow. And so I say that the biggest green flag of all in someone else is that they see you, today's you, and that's the person they're interested in. They're not obsessed with you in the future. They're not obsessed with your potential together in the future, you know, even better version of you, 10 out of 10 you, more wealthy you, better you. No, they're interested in you as you are today. And that might sound a bit vague, but I'm going to break this down, but I really do think this is a big vibe, and I gave this topic a lot of thought, and I really do think that among all of the other green flags I could have come up with here, I think this is like the biggest one to look for. It's that he, she, they are interested in the today version of you. That's version 1.0, not version 2.0. It's not future you, where you're a six-figure earner, seven-figure earner, you name it. Not future you, where you're, you know, completely healed of your past issues. Not future you, where you have no emotional baggage. Not future you, where you've checked off all the things that you want to do, and, you know, where you're more confident, in better shape, or whatever. It's current you, today you. Again, not future you, not like fantasy you. And I think this is so important. And I won't, of course, like, I won't dismiss wanting to be with someone who encourages you to level up in life and grow. I think that is essential, of course. I want that in a partner. I want someone who is excited about who I am becoming as a man and what we can become together. Like, potential is, of course, important. And you have to consider potential in the future together. But someone who is like obsessed with that, someone who is so focused with that, that they overlook present you, that they don't put in like the soul work to really see you as you are today. Well, frankly, I think that's a red flag. You need someone who is attracted to you as you are today. You need someone who thinks today's version of you is the greatest thing ever, who is just completely obsessed with today you and the version of you as a couple today. Not when everything is perfect, where it's all you know, pumpkin patches and farmers markets and coffees in the morning and furniture shopping and nights in on the couch. You know, no, it's you today, together today. And someone who fits that bill, who wants that and is interested in that right now, that's a green flag. They see you as you are today, and that's the person they're interested and in and excited to explore a future with. I think this is a major key here, because I've been in relationships before where this wasn't present, right? This was not a green flag. You know, I would date someone who was just really into me for future me and into us for future us, for the potential I had, for the potential we had. And that's fine, of course. Again, you need to have a vision together of the future, but it wasn't balanced by a love, appreciation, interest in present me and present us. Like, I could look back and just like reminisce, like it was constantly talking about the future, right? The future life that we could live together, the future vacations we could take together, future vibes, and you know, how me as a person, I was doing all these great things and business was great and how amazing that's going to be and all these things and how we're going to be so happy together. And of course, that's nothing malicious on her part. Like, she wasn't a bad person for wanting that and saying that. But I really do think that a focus on potential distracts you from the present reality. And you need someone who sees and loves your present reality. That is a must. You live and you date in the present reality. And as much as someone might have the most amazing potential, and as much as you might have the most amazing potential in the world, and that means an amazing potential with someone else together, that person has to date present version of you. And you have to date present version of them. And your relationship is going to be the present version of your relationship. And if you ignore that, if that person ignores that, that's how you end up in a relationship with kind of like a shaky foundation, because it's so focused on the future. It's like a fantasy future. And that could mean overlooking some pieces of you that need to be understood. You need to be understood. That is tantamount to being in a long-lasting, compassionate relationship. And I've talked about that before on the podcast somewhat recently, the fact that you need to be understood. That's the like number one question to ask yourself in a relationship. Do I feel understood? Is my partner trying to understand me? Well, in the case of someone being like overly focused on potential you and potential couple together, I'm inclined to say no. They're kind of skipping that step. They're kind of skipping the step of understanding present you in favor of like falling in love with fantasy you and fantasy couple you and her, you and him, right? So I think that's a red flag, but this vibe here that I'm talking about, it's a big green flag, right? And like when I go on a date with someone today, if, you know, if I decide to leave my apartment and say goodbye to all my plants, I really try not to talk about what I do or business or money or anything like that. And not because I think I'm like hot shit or anything like that. It's not like phony humility. It's that I want someone who is so grounded in present day me, in simple, no BS, no business, no future me. And same with them. I just want to know who they are today. Right? I want someone who sees me as I am today, and that's what they're interested in. Not all the cool shit I think I'm working on, you know, not what I think is the amazing future I'm creating for myself. And same for them. I want to know her today. I want her to know me today, and that be the focus and that be the interest. Because if nothing changed, would I still be interested in them? And if nothing changed, would they still be interested in me today? In case 1.0, in today's version of case. And vice versa to that person as well. And I think that's so important. That is a big green flag, to find someone who is interested in that person, in the real you, not the fantasy you. Because when they focus on the real you, they're not like kicking the can down the road. They're not hiding anything. They're attracted to what they see today. There's no beer goggles, no potential beer goggles, no 12-step checklist. It's just real. And that's why this is a powerful green flag, because it's not a vision, it's not potential, it's not fantasy, it's an attraction to you as you are today. And that attraction allows for powerful transparency and vulnerability on your part and their part. And you need that. You need that. You need someone who wants to talk about today and yesterday, not just tomorrow. Because tomorrow, in my mind, it'll take care of itself if there is compatibility today. Tomorrow will work out. Tomorrow will be powerful because you have connection today. Not a connection that's built on tomorrow. Not a connection that's built on potential. It's today and yesterday, frankly, are what make a relationship work in the immediate. You know, not what's coming, not what you're building, but rather today. And frankly, I think this is really a big deal because one of the red flags that I've seen in dating is when someone else is looking for you to like complete them, to heal them, to like save them, right? You maybe have come across someone like this. And again, they're not a bad person for this. It's just something to be aware of. It's when someone is so attracted to your potential because he or she thinks you're going to be the one to complete them. And so they need you. They need you because they're like love drunk with that potential. You're going to be the solution to all of their problems. You're going to rescue them from feeling lonely or lost or hurt or this or that or whatever it is. And there's all kinds of red flags when you see that. That's like lack of independence, lack of grounding, and so on and so forth. But this green flag here that we're talking about, the green flag that says, I like you for you today, that means that they appreciate what you have to offer today, not potential. You know, and there, of course, is hope and optimism and vision of a future and all that stuff, but it's not like focus number one. And I found that when that is the green flag you see, it does so many powerful things. And that's why it's like my number one green flag. It empowers you as a human, as someone dating, to be real, right? You don't have to flex how amazing you are and all the amazing things you've done and the empire you're building. You don't have to be any version of yourself you're not. You don't have to like hide your crazy side until 5 months in. You don't have to over-exaggerate your success or show your resume and, you know, 5 references or anything like that. You just get to be real. You get to be cool and calm because you don't have to show off. You don't have to do anything to prove anything about yourself. And most of all, you could just be vulnerable with that. You can share who you are and how you got to be who you are. And you can, of course, and you should. Like, I'm skipping out on a step here. Of course, like, after you meet someone, like, you got to make sure you're heading in the same direction, that there is potential and that you understand what a future potentially could look like. But that's not the focus. That's not the dream. That's not the fantasy, right? Someone who appreciates you today and wants that and, you know, isn't immediately focused on fantasy you and fantasy couple together, that's a big green flag. And it's just something to be aware of. It's something that I think should excite you, that when you find someone who is obsessed with you as you are today, you know, what you've gone through to get there, and then if there's connection there, where you're heading and what it might look like together, well, that's the cherry on top, right? That's the final step. So I think this is a big green flag. It's a big vibe. And it's the same advice that I'd give you and kind of like turned back on yourself, right? That's the advice that I've given before, is that you have to date someone as they are today, not who they might become tomorrow. You date the present version of someone, not their potential. And I'd say that. And I'd say that and say there's someone out there who is right for you today, not their potential, but who they are today. And here for this episode, I'm turning it right back around to you and to me. It's the same. You're the right person as you are today for someone today. You don't need anything more than who you are today. You don't need to prove anything more about yourself and your future and your potential. You know, who you are today is enough. Your quirks today, your standards today, your abilities today, your compassion today, your humor today, everything, as they are today, that's enough. And the right person, that's all they'll need right now. And that's all they'll want right now. Not fantasy you, not potential you, just you as you are today. So I'll leave it right there. Just something to think about. I hope it gave you something to think about, that being a big universal green flag that we can all identify and act on and consider in our dating life. So if it was helpful, I'd love it if you'd share the podcast with a friend. The podcast is actually currently number 16 on the health charts on Apple Podcasts, which is insane. So thank you for that. And just know that every time you do share it, every time you share it with a friend and they subscribe, it does help the podcast grow. Truthfully, it's not just something I ask. It really does help it grow. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for sharing. I'm seriously so grateful to have you listen. And I'm also very grateful to have you check out newmindsethoodist.com. Check out the New Mindset Journal, Single is Your Superpower, and my soon-to-be-released new journal. But that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.